Here we go again, folks. Another episode of Pod on the Spot. It's your boy, Pat.
And your boy, Big Will.
We're going to open up tonight real quick. We're going to talk about this Kyle Rittenhouse case.
Right.
And all the buffoonery that's going on in this case.
Oh, man. That fucking judge.
The judge is horrible.
Horrible.
I have never seen a person
so biased
tipping their hand as often as he is.
To
the suspect. First off, Let's just start at the very beginning with the jury selection.
Right.
They have a pool of 20 jurors, right?
Mm.
11 men, 9 women, 19 of them white, 1 person of color. That person of color ain't even black. That person of color is Hispanic.
Mm.
They're considering them a person of color.
Mm.
Now, you cannot tell me that is not one of the most biased picks of a jury.
It's lopsided too.
That you have ever seen.
Right.
In a case where you have a white kid, or now a white man, because he's 18 now.
Right.
A white man who shot 2 white men.
No, well,
and, or,
3.
Excuse,
who killed 2 white men and shot a
and
third.
Shot a third.
A paramedic.
Now, that's, I don't care.
If it's white,
you know, white on white crime, we still need a freaking jury that has more than just white people.
Right.
Because you're not going to get, you know, it to me, it's not going to be a fair trial, which it hasn't been a fair trial.
Yeah, because the judge so biased.
He's freaking garbage.
Right.
He's freaking garbage. So moving on from the jury selection, he also told the jury
that the ones that was killed are not victims.
They're not victims. They're rioters and looters.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Exactly.
Since when is a person that got killed not a victim? Since when is a person that got shot, beat up, or anything not a victim?
He put the narrative out there.
That's,
yeah, big exactly
time.
What it is.
Big time.
Yeah, he put the narrative out there saying, you know, who he killed was out there doing bad. And like the guy said, he got the owner of the car dealership. They said he didn't ask him to protect his property.
Nope. Nobody. I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and the guy that started that whole little militia, we're going to call them what they are, those thugs, that guy that started, that put out the Facebook or Twitter post that started it.
Yeah.
He was like, no, nobody called us to be out there, but I just felt like it was my duty.
Duty, yeah.
What duty? You're not a cop.
Right.
You're not a cop.
But that shows you the mindset.
You're a former military person.
Right.
But former. Okay, they didn't call the National Guard there.
Right. Right.
They didn't ask for police protection for the buildings.
Right.
Why are you out there?
Right. The fuck they got insurance for.
Exactly.
They got insurance.
If the building gets burned down,
they got insurance.
Insurance. It's gonna cover.
Right.
So what makes you think that is your duty to come out there to try to bring rest to an area that has a bunch of civil unrest? Not your job.
Exactly. It's
not
police.
Your job. And then for the police to be high-fiving these cats and telling them good job and we appreciate you for being out here, they should be held liable as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not. You already know how that's going to go. Yeah.
But they should also be held liable.
Yeah.
His mom should be held liable.
Taking her underage child over a state line to another state to do some shit. She has some, what is it?
Where
child endangerment charges?
Where it's illegal for a minor to have a weapon.
And they dropped that charge.
Yeah. We ain't even gonna talk about that.
That's telling you, this is like, it's crazy, bro.
How do you get the weapons charge dropped? He killed 2 people with the weapon.
Right.
And all of a sudden, by the way, we're going to drop this weapons charge.
Right.
You can't put that in the charges.
Right. Did you see the shit he said about the media? I probably will never have the media in my courtroom ever again because how you guys spend the... Why are you saying this? You should shut this... Like, the judge that's in the other case, the... how do you say that, man? Yes. That's a judge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real judge.
Mm-hmm.
He's not biased. He's just doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. And then with his phone ring... Yeah. He had the Donald Trump.
Donald Trump anthem.
Yeah. Like, are you serious?
What?
Are you serious?
And then, oh my God, this is the thing that pissed me off today, or was it yesterday? Yesterday. He had the boy, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, you're talking about watching a video.
No, not even that. Since when have you ever, first of all, since when have you ever heard of a freaking judge, a court system, whatever, picking the jurors from a freaking lottery spinning wheel? And then on top of that, having the freaking person that's on trial for murder picking out the freaking paper.
Yes, and people want to know why we say white supremacy is in.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It has deep roots.
Right, and they're trying to blend it with other shit. Like, yeah. They literally, like, when you look at things like, okay, the Oath Keepers, they don't have any black members. What is that about? Proud Boys. They do have some black members, but when you look at them, they're not really black members. They're hang-on, and they just want to be with the boys.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. It's odd. We know white supremacy on the shit. So yeah,
but that case right there is. So did they went into deliberation
Monday? Right? No, I thought it was when Monday.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've been in there for a while, and you see Fox News. They're trying to tank the shit too. You know. So, but
That's crazy.
All right.
That's crazy. But enough of that, because we could go on all day about that.
Right.
It's just a bunch of fuckery.
Right.
And it's stupid. It's stupid. But anyway, so last week we did a show about the black family dynamic, what's wrong with it, and how can it be fixed. So we got some comments, got some feedback, which I greatly appreciate. You know, appreciate you guys giving us feedback. So one of the things that was said was, I feel like you guys were just going in on females. What about the guys? Good point.
Right.
Good point. We didn't really dive into the guys that much. So tonight we're going to go ahead and we're going to go in on the fellas.
I want to give a shout out to the babe. No.
We're going to go in on the fellas tonight and talk about what their role is in the black family dynamic and why they're not playing that role and how they can fix themselves to play their part.
Oh man, you going into some deep shit. I don't know if we can fix it.
We going to get in, man.
it's a bad mindset, in, bro. It's a bad mindset. Anyways, I'll be the first. Black man need to step the fuck up.
Plain and simple.
But then I can cape for them too. A lot of black men don't know how to be men. You know why? Because they don't have men in their lives. Mm-hmm. They don't have fathers. The uncle, he's not the father, so he can't do the 110% job like the dad should. But that's the first problem in the black community. We don't have fathers.
We're leaving our young boys to be raised by
women. And I hate to say this, I know I'm going to start bashing. A lot of these women be bitter and, you know, they talk shit. And guess what? They don't tend to their son like they need to. That's why they buy them extra clothes, extra shoes, extra video games. And don't tell him anything. And then when he got into the real world, his new girlfriend has to be his mom. Mm-hmm. And then that turns into a vicious cycle. And guess what? He's not a man.
Nope.
He's not a man. So, yeah, we have to hold the men accountable, but we have to go back a whole nother generation to hold the ones that created that child accountable.
AKA our fathers.
Yeah, because I come from, I'm a bastard, you're a bastard, so that's just what it is. You know, you didn't know who your father was until how old?
Well, I knew who he was.
One time, when did you meet him?
I think I first met him, cause this dude would always run whenever I would come out to Oakland to go visit my grandparents. So I think first met him to where I can remember. I might have been like 7. So that's 7 years of my life.
You didn't
even know I had been getting sent to Oakland every summer from the time I was born.
And where he lived at.
Yeah, where he was living at.
Right.
From the time I was born. Right. My mom was sending me out there to Oakland to spend time with my grandparents and hopefully get to meet this cat.
Nope.
He would run away every time I came. And wouldn't come back until I left.
Damn sure.
Crazy.
But that's a great, crazy. Great father.
Great father.
Great father.
Great father. You know, he did a great job raising his stepkids.
Yeah, stepkids. Yeah, raising not his step-kids. Not his own blood.
Yeah, he did a great job raising them. Well, I love them to death. You know, I'm not mad at them for anything.
Yeah,
you nothing
can
was
be.
Their fault.
Yeah, you can't.
I love
be.
Them. I love their mother. You know, they're my family.
Right.
Him, on the other hand, I don't consider that cat family.
Right.
Even though he is my father, you know, and I honor him as my father, mm-hmm. because the Bible tells me to, but I don't really consider him family because you have never been there. Never. For nothing. Like I told you when I got married, I was surprised to see that cat. Because I didn't want to invite him. But my grandmother was like, come on, Pat, just go ahead and invite him. That's your daddy. All right, grandma, I got you. Just because you said it, I'll do it. Boy, but just know I really don't care to invite him.
Boy, you good.
And I don't care if he shows up or not.
I would have socked that nigga up in the church.
Fuck that nigga. I didn't even know he was there. So after the wedding was over, when he came walking out, and he was rushing out then, I tried to introduce him to my, you know, then wife, and...
Nope.
No, I introduced him real quick, brief second, out the door, like normal.
That's embarrassing. Same Why'd you even go?
Same old shit.
I wouldn't even go.
But that is the type of stuff that we deal with in the Black community when it comes to men being a part of their kids' lives.
Right.
A lot of them run. Now, let me say this. There are a few men out there that want to be a part of their children's lives, but then you have the bitter mothers mm-hmm. that because they're not together, I'm not going to let you see your kid.
Right, right, right.
You know, I'm going to hold this kid hostage, over your head.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sit here and make it seem like you're a bad father
right.
because you're not around. Well, you won't let me come around.
Yeah, that's another dynamic. What do you want me to do? That's another dynamic of it. Yeah, so that's...
But then you also, on the other hand, got the cats that just like going out making babies.
Yeah, just fucking...
I need to put a condom on.
Yeah, but...
Or just abstain.
Yeah, nah. Nah.
It ain't that hard to freaking go to the store, get you a little gold pack. If that's what you wear, get you a little gold pack and pop it off.
Bruh, you
it
know
ain't
what I mean?
That hard.
No, there's cats out here. No, they're not. You ain't no rubbers, bruh. Why? Why?
Well, pull out. Something.
No.
Something.
No. This time I'm going to be here.
Pull out game. Pull out game is weak.
I'm only going to be over here 2 weeks and she get pregnant. Oh, well. I already got 8 kids.
Oh, my God.
Because I know cats that got, I could probably name 10 dudes that got 5+ kids. And they're not married, not going to get married. And child support debt. And what's so crazy? See, I hate to do this. See, we supposed to be talking about the male, but then you look at the woman, like you see the stats. He tell you everything, and you still let this dude shoot up your club.
Like we said the other night, why do our women constantly want to have baby with every guy that they sleep with? Why?
Dysfunction.
Why?
Dysfunction.
You see these cats. You're looking at these cats. These cats are a bunch of worthless nothings.
Girls
but yet and still you want to have a baby with this dude.
Do you know how many times I've heard girls say, I am a nurturer? No, I was about to say the B word. Sorry. You supposed to nurture your kids, not a grown-ass man. And that's another problem. You see this all the time. Mm-hmm. You see women nurture grown-ass men. Like, if he doesn't have a vehicle, he should not be driving your car. If he does not have a job, he should not be driving your car.
No.
If he's not paying your rent, he should not be driving your car. You see girls just, he needs to wear it. He needs to hang out. What?
Nah.
He needs to go get a job.
Exactly.
But these are the dudes that girls get pregnant by.
He don't need to be at home, sitting at home all day playing on the PlayStation.
Right.
Maybe selling a dime bag of weed every now and then.
A dime bag.
Yeah, what does that get you?
A dime bag.
What does that get you?
$10.
And you're using that $10 on what?
A backwood that costs $6.99. and you can get two hot and spices, and he done for the day.
Sorry ass.
Yeah.
Like that irritates me because cats like that give all of us a bad rap.
Well, they
all of us.
But the thing is, they give them the opportunity. They give them the chance. They to do. See, now we bashing females again.
No. We still on dudes.
Okay. Well, it just sucks because you can't really go off one, and then it goes back to like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you dating somebody like this? Why are you? You're literally dating a bum. You know, a bum with Jordans and a Gucci belt.
Yeah.
That only can use his phone with Wi-Fi. And this is who you want to bring around, even if you have kids. This is the example you want to bring around. And that's another thing. This is the kids see. They see random dudes. They see motherfuckers that ain't shit. And then you're like, okay. And so how's that little boy going to take it?
Yeah.
He going to be like, oh, this how you treat females? And guess what he's going to do?
I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah. So that's the problem with men.
It's just a vicious cycle.
We don't have men. If you go back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s, listen to me. We used to come up. We dressed different. We was respectful. The family union was like...
It was tight.
Yeah. It was held on a higher standard. People got married. People stayed together. And then, you know, welfare came in, drugs came in, and just tore it. Like, man, yeah. Because back then, we used to play instruments. Mm-hmm. Be grouped. Like, we did... Mm-hmm. Did it all. And then just slowly, they just hacked it away.
Yep.
Got to the 80s, and it was pretty much a wrap. After that, it was doomsday after that.
Cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine, crack hit, and heroin. Oh, my goodness. It was over. Families was destroyed.
Yep.
And then you had the project type shit. You know, she got 9 kids, 10 kids. And you're like, damn, you're not going to stop, huh? You're not going to stop. Because the more you have, the more food stamps you get, the less you rent, the more we can stay here. And, you know, it's just not a good environment to raise up a child. So, but, you know, so that's the issue with black men. We don't have no guidance. We don't have no mentors. And if we did, we wasn't getting pushed towards it. So only time you really got a mentor is when you play sports, your coach.
See, that's one thing I can thank my mom for. Is because she made sure that I had a lot of positive male role models in my life.
Yeah.
Like she put me in a program, a mentorship program out here called 100 Men Committed to Boys or something. I think that's the name of it.
Mm.
100 Men. Yeah, I think that's the name of it.
Mm.
And you know, that's where I learned to play golf at. My mentor taught me how to play golf.
Mm.
You know, he at the time I thought I wanted to be a lawyer, so he actually took me to a courthouse one day to actually sit in on a case, and I got to actually talk to the judge after the session was over.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool,
right?
You know,
that's
something that I had never been able to experience.
Yeah, and that's what exactly was what good
that's
experience.
Exactly what they're supposed to do, and that's, you know, that's what I try to do as a coach when I coach football. You know, when I was at the high school, I tried to, you know, because high school is that real pivotal part of life where they're going from boyhood and transitioning into young men.
Right.
And that's where they really need mentorship, is in that period right there.
Right.
Because that's when things are all foggy in your brain because, you know, you got your hormones raging, you got just all kind of stuff coming at you, your body's changing, just a whole lot of shit being thrown at you at one time.
Right.
And that's when young boys need
a man.
Mentors.
Right.
Either mentors or their fathers.
Right.
You know, women can only take a young man so far.
Right.
Before it's time for a man to step in and say, hey
you need to be on this track.
I got you.
And we need to be doing this. And it's sad because the result of us not having men in our community, you see the downfall in our young men.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put the whole homosexual thing out there, but that's another thing with men not being in the household, being just a bunch of women. Your mind gets altered. And especially, I'm not gonna say if it's a weak minded, maybe you just wanna try something and then you just stick to whatever it may be. You need a man in that situation.
Yeah.
And then with the whole, you know, just how to deal with it, a lot of black men don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to respect anybody. So you see, like, it just be the basic stuff. You hear somebody getting shot over,
an
argument, like, this, like, no, this is terrible. What are y'all doing? We need more men in our community. And I don't know where to get them from, bruh.
You know, it has to start with us. It has to start with our generation, because the generation before us was trash. Yeah. I'm gonna just say it. Right. That generation before us was pure D doo doo.
Right.
Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Mm. You know, they were trash, and they produced a lot of trash.
Right.
So it's up to our generation to change the whole narrative. You know, I applaud all my fellas that's out there that are either married and have kids, you know, taking care of their kids, or the ones that are able to actually co-parent.
Right.
You know, they're not in a relationship with the mom, but they're actually able to work together.
Right.
And raise this child up and let this man be in this boy's life. I applaud that, because it could be the total opposite.
I don't know. You better than me. I don't have any faith at all. Because from when I see how these little kids act, and then I have experienced, like, you can't say anything to them.
Yeah.
Because you try to say something to them, they go against you. Or if you try to go talk to the parents, they'll go against you. It's like, we have so much ignorance in our community, Doug.
Yeah.
And what's so crazy, the ignorance is glorified. And that's the fucking problem. That we have women walking around here okay with being side chicks. We have men that's walking around here okay with beating on women. Like, that's just what that's their motto. I'll punch her. You know, yeah. I'll kick her ass. Yeah. And this has been glorified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, when I was going to my car the other day, and I told you the little girls out there was singing that damn Lotto, what the hell the chorus was? Oh, you got big dick energy. This is 9 and 10 year old girls are singing this. I'm sitting there
shouldn't
like,
be singing that.
What the hell, bro?
Shouldn't be singing that.
And I'm sitting there like, I guarantee they hear this shit in the car with their mama. They mama playing this shit. Then they get around their daddy, he playing something else. Shoot them up, sell some rock. Like, we have to understand, like, music. Black folks try to live the music. You know what white folks do? They party to it, cut that shit off, and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks, oh no, I gotta be just like Chief Keef. I gotta be like Chief Keef. Chief Keef came out 9-10 years ago. It's a whole nother wave of rappers right now, mm-hmm, that wanna be just like him. They call themselves Demon Time. They wanna kill people. Like, this is like, I wanna catch a body. Like, what?
That makes
Who the fuck goes around and say, I wanna catch a body? Do you understand, like, you go to prison for life if you kill somebody and you get caught?
Really, they don't understand.
And you're going to be around a bunch of men for the rest of your life? That's okay with you?
You're going to be looking at dicks and asses all day.
Oh, no, they're going
to
be.
That don't sound good to me.
Yeah. Some going to get taken, some going to get given.
That don't sound good to me. Not the kind of life I want to live.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys running around with guns, shooting up people for absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Not robbing banks, not making no money. Just out here trying to prove some points that you're a killer. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck? The fuck, dude?
Because I gotta have street cred.
Right.
Okay.
Street cred for what? Who?
How far is that street cred gonna get you?
No. And then that's where the whole mentor, man, family unit, all that comes in play. Like, you don't have that, look what you end up.
Yeah.
You're doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then when they catch them, they look crazy as hell. Like, okay, yeah, you deserve to be in jail. Sorry, yeah. But.
And going back to what you was just saying about the little girls out there singing that ratchet ass song.
Right.
That is also where a man could play a big part, because men being absent from the home also affects young girls.
Right.
Because protector. when these girls get of age, they're looking to these boys as father figures.
Right.
Just like we're looking for the females as our moms. They're looking for these men as their fathers.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have one coming up.
Right.
And that's a bad deal right there. Because they go from man to man trying to figure out who gonna be their daddy.
Right.
That's not your daddy, baby. That's your lover, your boyfriend, whatever you want to call him. Right. That's not your father.
Right.
So you shouldn't be looking to this man as a father figure.
Right.
But because of the lack of fathers in the home, that's exactly what they do. Hence the reason they make a lot of bad choices when it comes to men, when it comes to dating men.
Right.
because they don't have a father in the house telling them, putting them up on game.
Right.
Telling them what to look out for.
Right. If he start acting like this, you got to get away from him.
Yeah.
You got to cut him off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The first red flag, you take off.
Right.
Don't stick around for another one. Because if it's one, guaranteed there's going to be more popping up behind
him. And then it's the infamous, you don't want me to get involved.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Baby, if I get involved, you know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You my baby, I'm going to protect you and this and that. But, you know, a lot of girls don't have that. No, and then they look at their mama, oh, my mom, we got another boyfriend.
Yeah.
She met him and, you know.
Yeah. And they just like, we mimic what we see.
Right.
As kids, we mimic what we see.
Right.
So
right.
If we see our mothers, if we're a female and we see our mothers, multiple boyfriends, we're going to do the same thing. If we see, let's just say it's a single father, for example. Mm-hmm. If we see our father with multiple girlfriends, we're going to do the same thing.
Right.
We mimic what we see.
Right.
But if we see structure, then 9 times out of 10, we're going to have structure.
Right.
We're going to have what we need. But since we don't have that, we don't have that structure,
right,
there's nothing to mimic.
Right.
You have to try to figure it out on your own.
Right.
Like, and we a lot of times, you can't. It's hard to do.
And like we always say, the boys, the friends we know that got men in their lives, they're doing a lot better.
They're a lot better.
You know, they feet got, on the
they
ground.
Got structure in their life.
You know? So.
I mean, it's just a proven fact.
Right.
It's literally a proven study.
Right.
That kids that grow up in families do far better than kids that grow up with just one parent.
Single parent household, yeah.
There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The numbers support it.
Right. And there's, you know, your mom's not stressed out. There's two incomes in the house.
Yeah.
There's more help.
Yeah.
Somebody that can watch you.
Yeah.
You know, y'all doing things together, eating together, grocery shopping together. And then when it's a single parent, guess what? That parent most likely got to have two jobs. Or a job and a side hustle. And, you know, guess what that does? That takes away from the child. So that's why I'm going to buy my son video games, because I'm not at home. So hopefully that, you know, he'll stay at home and play his video games. But then that turns into something else. He's playing video games and not doing his schoolwork. Or he's playing his video games and his friends over there, now they're doing drugs. And or they, you know, it's just, it can go so many different ways, Doug. It just sucks. It just sucks. And like I said, you know, you said we got to start with this generation.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see enough quality men, bro. And then are the women gonna take it in? Like, a lot of people don't, like, I hate to bash, but when we out in public, you have the most like friction with black women. Like, how many times have I told you I hold the door and you hear them smacking their lips? Or they saying, oh, this motherfucker wants something. Like, it's crazy that this is the mindset that you can't even be
a gentleman.
Yeah. And they think you're trying to use them. And this, I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And this is just normal.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones that don't say thank you. Or, oh, I appreciate it. Nothing. You don't get, I get it from older women. But like my age or younger, forget it, dude.
Or if you just speak, hey, how you doing?
They just look at you like
he trying to talk to me.
No, I'm just being polite. You know, I entered this space. I see you. You looked at me. I said hello, and it that comes from what kind of household they came from. They ain't come from. You can usually tell when a girl comes from a straight up family because they don't act like that.
Yeah.
And then it's like that look. They have that certain type of, not trying to stereotype, but they have that certain look. You know, the cap and the eyelashes and the fluffy sandals, like they just stuck up. This shit is crazy, dude. I'm like, and then I see on the other hand, I see the Demetria looking like, speak.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to holler at you and nothing like that. Just speak. Hey, okay, go on about your way.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so our community just got so many fucking flaws, dude. It sucks. And we're like, we've been here right after the Indians. And we in last place. Indians almost in last place, too. But, like, we in last place, bro. We don't have grocery stores. We don't have nothing, dog.
Nothing.
These motherfuckers out here killing over designer clothes. Some shit that come from Europe. But won't wear Rockefeller. They won't wear Sean John. They won't promote the business owned by black people. But we're brainwashed, bro. We're brainwashed. It's bad, dog. We'll step to our own, kill a motherfucker. George Zimmerman somewhere right now having a margarita.
Living it up.
Yeah, he had Chili's right now. Ain't nobody gonna punch him and hit him on the side of his head.
Nothing.
But let me go on 7-Eleven up the street and smudge a dude Puma. Mm-hmm. I might get shot in the head outside. Oh,
car, you stepped on my shoe.
You got a car.
If you don't go wipe that junk off and get out of my face.
Yeah, but that's we go hard on our people, and the ones that we need to go hard on don't do shit. So
slide.
So like I said, it's a whole bunch of shit, bro. Yeah. A whole bunch of shit. Yeah. We just need to be blown up. And just start from the bottom, bro.
We at the bottom already. We just need to figure out how to get up.
Oh boy.
First things first, helping each other out. Like we said last episode. Helping each other out. Not let me use your back as a step stool and then I'm gonna get to the top and not give you the tools that I use to get me up here. I'm not gonna help you out. Nah, how about you step on my back to get up there, then reach your hand down to pull me up.
I'm gonna ask you this question. If you can go in a time machine and take black folks back, what period of time would you take us back to start all over?
To start all over.
I'm talking about back to slavery, or I'm talking about 60s.
I would take us back to slavery in 50s and 60s.
50s and 60s when we was actually getting out of Jim Crow.
Yeah, I'll take us back there. Take us back there, and tell everybody back there, hey, don't sell your land. You know, don't keep your house.
Right.
Keep your land. Right. Don't give it up.
When did Black Wall Street happen? In the 20s? Because the 100-year anniversary just passed. So it had to be, I think it had to be 1920 then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that right there is proven fact that working together works.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because that community was thriving.
I think they said like the dollar turned over like 50 times before it left the community. And now that's not the case anymore. And, you know, and this is what I was telling Jazz too. When she was like, black on this, black on that, I was like, I think we need to get away from that.
Yeah,
black on has such a negative
connotation to it.
Yes. And I like, you know, I think we should use culture, or like actually try to build a black culture from not rap music and singing WAP and all that shit. That's not culture.
But that's what we promote as culture.
Yeah, and that's what everybody loves.
That's billed as the black culture right there.
Right, and that's not good. Because not culture, guess what? Little girls, little boys, like, listen to this shit. Yeah. And it's not, like, kids shouldn't listen to rap, period, dog. It's so terrible. It is so terrible. The older I get, the more I listen to it. I'm like, God damn, this shit is terrible, bro. And people listen to this shit and want to live like these people and want to be just, oh my God, this is terrible. This is a downfall too.
Yeah.
It's a downfall. So it's sad.
Even our music is brainwashing.
Yeah, it is. It's brainwashing. And then you see the shit on the news and you see what happened. Okay, then you see the shit. Oh, yeah. I don't know. This generation, we can try, but I don't think it's going to help, bro.
I mean, it's gonna take a lot of help. It's gonna take a lot of help, and it's gonna take a lot of willingness to want to actually change. And that's where you run into the problem. A lot of people are not willing to do anything different from what they're doing now.
Right, it's comfortable.
You know, they want to stay on that freaking crooked ass road that they're going down instead of straightening the path out to where you need to be.
Right.
I want to keep veering this way and do this shit over here. Then I want to veer this way and do this over here. But none of that is working.
Right.
And then you pretty much going in a circle. The road goes from being crooked to just a circle. Yeah. Because it's just a vicious cycle that just keeps on continuing.
Right.
And it's not going to stop until we decide, hey, enough is enough.
Right.
Enough is enough.
Right.
I need to get my sorry ass back in the home where I was and make some stuff happen.
And what's so crazy? Being with your family, being with your kids, your life is so much easier. Like, I don't understand. Like, these cats are like, oh, I made a kid. Now I'm bouncing. Fuck her. Yeah. Now I'm on child support. Now you lost your license. Yeah. Now your life is hard. Now you got to go out here and play these games with women that you don't want to be with.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a fucking some bullshit.
Now you sitting on somebody's couch in a wife beater, sitting there waiting for her child to come home and eat before you can eat.
Boy, I swear to God, dog, I would never be in a situation like that. Never, dog, never.
You sitting there on the couch looking all thin and wasting away because you got to sit there and wait for her child to come eat before you can eat. Because her child is actually working and bringing something in the house while you're just sitting on the couch all day.
Terrible. Going terrible. How the hell do you feel like a man being in a situation like that? You can't eat when you want to eat. That is not, that's not a man, bro. What are you talking about? You supposed to be bringing the groceries through the door, grabbing a bag of chips and making you some Kool-Aid and do what you want to do. You just sitting there watching the bag coming in and you, man, you can't touch nothing for 6 hours. He get off in 6 hours.
Your stomach pent to your back and then you got to just eat the scraps that's left over. You might go up in there, you might have one little chicken bone left and let's not forget, it's two of y'all sitting over there on the couch waiting.
And what if somebody made some pork chops and they made the last four pork? I'm like, that's for my lunch tomorrow. Make me some sandwich for me.
What you gonna do? You gonna go scoop the gravy up out the bottom of the pan and just eat some spoons of gravy? Oh God!
What old boy say? Some roach in there. Hop on it. Man.
Hop on it.
Hop on it.
I'm the wind beneath your wings, nigga.
That's not, man, dog. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But, you know, that's the situation we're talking about.
Oh,
we can't really go into detail about that. But you just see some sorry ass shit like that. And you be like, how in the hell is this possible?
And it's crazy because I'm like, there is no way in hell. I wouldn't even care if I was broke. I'm not finna sit in your house all day on your couch and wait for your son to come home before I can eat.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not doing that. I will go out and freaking hustle up something real quick.
Right. Right. You would think like this. Grown ass man. And this is the grown ass man that have kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Have multiple kids.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them motherfuckers.
We don't want one of y'all around. We want multiples of you around.
Yeah,
and we're not going to take care of none of y'all. None of y'all. How stupid do that sound?
It's dumb. It's ignorant. We got a lot. Put it like this. Let's talk about this too. There's a lot of mental illness in the black community that nobody, we don't want to talk about this stuff. Yeah. Like, just like it's a whole lot of rapists in the black community too. Oh, we just not going, you know, just stay away from Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to put his fingers down your booty hole.
Uncle Jimmy need his ass
whooped. Yeah, everybody be trying to cover up. Can't snitch on your family. That's what we need. We need some more snitching.
Yeah, skip that. I'm going to tell you now. Family or not,
you touch
one of my kids, I'm gonna kill you.
But you know where that comes from? Them being touched and them just dealing with it, and everything's gonna be okay. Because I know for a fact I was raped by my own family, you know what I'm saying? I knew that what pussy tastes like when I was four.
Good Lord.
And that's sad, bro.
Good Lord.
Sad. And I, you know, and that's with me till today, you know.
And those are the things that are well hidden secrets,
right,
in the family that nobody wants to
talk about.
No, that is not something that needs to be kept a secret.
Right.
That is something that needs to be out. Uncle Jimmy, Uncle Louie, Auntie Faye, whoever, they all need to be whooped.
Whooped.
All of them.
Put in jail.
All of them. They need to be whooped because there is no reason for you to be putting your hands on me.
Right.
No reason.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, like I said, mental illness. Shit, my mom thought Greg was okay. He just need a little medicine. Mom.
That nigga need to be in jail.
Yeah, mama. Do you see Greg? I used to hate when I see him out in public. I'm like, Lord, he finna do something to somebody.
You just knew it was finna happen.
Yeah, and like, you know, she covered for him. The other bastard, she covered for him. Instead of, you know, putting them where they need to be, cover for him. So. A whole lot of mental illness, and it's running rapid.
Rapid. It's spreading like the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me cough a little mental illness.
Hey. We're still in a pandemic. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even play, man. Don't even play, because we're in a pandemic.
Shoot. Cough a little mental illness.
Mental illness, enter chat.
You need a ventilator? No, that ain't gonna work for mental illness. You need to go talk to somebody.
It's okay to go talk to somebody. It's okay if you need help. But that's not
it. It really is. And I ain't gonna lie. I'm the type of person where I keep a lot of stuff in to myself because I have never talked to anybody about anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I keep a lot of stuff to myself. To this day, I keep a lot of stuff to myself. I just recently, when I was seeing a counselor, doing a little telephonic counseling or whatever, mm-hmm. that's when I really start opening up and you know, talking about my craziness. Mm-hmm. Or I wouldn't say craziness, but you know, just what goes on in my head. Mm-hmm. And just that, like, I've never felt so vulnerable in my damn life. Literally sitting here telling a person I don't know
everything.
Just blurting it out. And you know what? It actually felt good. It felt good to talk to somebody. Sometimes that's all you need. And it's crazy because something like that could actually change your whole mindset.
Right.
It could change the whole way that you think.
Right.
But because there's such a stigma on going to see a counselor,
I don't want to look crazy.
You might, you know, you somebody's going to call you crazy because you're going to see a counselor. We don't do it.
Right.
When in actuality, going to talk to somebody may actually help you.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, people don't want to be stigmatized. That's just what it is. You know, nobody wants to be called crazy because you know somebody will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly. Oh, you want to, man, what's up? Are you crazy?
Crazy as hell, ain't you?
Yeah, something wrong with you, huh?
Like, nah, man. I just got some things that's going on that I don't know how to deal with. That's not being crazy. That's needing help.
Right. Untreated mental illness.
Yes. Big time.
I see it all the time.
Yes. And it's mostly in men. Because men are just too prideful to go talk to anybody.
It's in women. Mostly in men? I think it's
mostly men.
In your eyes, I think it's women.
I mean, it's women. Women have a lot of it too, but it's mostly men. Because, you know, women will sit there and they'll tell each other stuff all day long. But men, like, we won't even tell each other anything unless it's something that we really need to talk about.
Right.
You know, if it's, you know, just some minute, we might not talk about it, even though that minute thing might turn into something very big down the line.
Right.
If you talk about it in the beginning, it might never get big.
Right.
But we don't do that because we're too prideful. We don't want to talk about anything to anybody.
Those egos.
Egos, freaking pride, freaking just being a man or thinking that that's being a man.
Right.
When it's really not.
Right.
You know, like I said, it's running rampant in our community. And that's one of the major contributors to us not being in the home. It's because we just crazy as hell.
Oh, so you speak for yourself. I don't know about that.
I speak for myself. I'm in the home. I'm in the home. So I ain't speaking for myself. I'm around my kids 24/7. I need a break from them jokers. Somebody come get them. I need a break.
I ain't got no kids. Quincy is the closest thing I had to having a kid, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, mental illness. God damn, there's a whole lot of problems.
Yeah.
Like I said, we just need to blow this shit up. Come back as a whole nother race.
Just come back as Ewoks.
Like, I am not African American. I am an Ewok American.
Ewok.
I am an Ewok. Yeah.
Yeah, something gotta happen.
Because if not, you know, we're heading for the fucking hell.
Yeah. And honestly, looking at the generation that's coming up after us, I think they may be the ones to do it. Not the ones that's right after us, because they still fucked up. They even more fucked up than we are. But the ones that's after them, like, what is it, the Generation Z or whatever? Y, X,
Z?
Yeah. I think they might be the ones to actually do it, because they're a lot smarter. They actually talk about stuff. Like, they share their feelings. Like, seeing all the protests that happened in 2020, that was amazing. That was amazing. And it wasn't just here in the United States, it was worldwide. Worldwide.
That was like millennials too, though.
A few millennials, but the majority of them were like Gen Z. Like, these kids were out there in the streets.
Right.
That stuff that you saw the generation before us doing.
Right. The hippie generation.
Yeah. That's what you saw them doing. Protesting against the wars and all this other kind of stuff. Mm. You know, they're taking it back there. I think they might be the ones actually changing. Because a lot of them are either not having kids, or the ones that are having kids, they're actually staying, they're building a family unit. Pay attention next time. Start paying attention. You'll see. Like, it's just different. It's different. I think they might be the ones to do it.
You got more faith than I do.
Hey, got to.
Because like I said, I see the influences now. I'm like, the little kids would rather be like the shitty ass motherfucker instead of the actual. It just goes back to like how the nerds get shit on. Nobody want to date the nerd or like the nerd, but they're like the motherfucker that's missing class. Like, it just, it's sad, dog. It's just a mindset. So you can have it. I just don't see it. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to have faith.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Everywhere I go, motherfuckers.
I'm trying.
Begging. Is that light flickering?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's another thing. I've never seen so many kids begging. Like, what the hell?
Kids. How about let's go in on these grown men begging women?
I don't even see how you do that. As a man, I don't even want to ask a woman for shit now.
No.
Like,
no.
I don't, like, it, you know, it would hurt. Like, I just couldn't do it. But yeah, excuse me, ma'am. Could you? What?
You don't feel crazy doing that?
Yeah, but then that tells you the mindset. That's the mind. I don't give a damn. I'm begging. I've seen homeless people beg kids. Excuse me. Do you have, like, what the fuck?
That is a child. Get away.
Yeah.
Get away.
But we live in a decaying fucking society, dude. Society is decaying. People don't give a fuck.
So. I could never stand on the corner and beg a woman for some money.
I don't even think I can stand on the corner and beg. I'd rather go in a trash can if I got to, bro.
Let me go dumpster.
Right. Down. And usually when I do see the motherfuckers begging, are the drug addicts, the alcoholics. Yeah. How you up here begging? You can barely stand up.
Exactly.
Or you sitting on the ground. Scoot. Like, no. I just walk by the motherfuckers that, you know, I hate to treat people like that, but, you know, you already know. I can't sit around and just get drunk and lay on the ground. Get your ass up. So.
Yeah, but something got to change, though. Something got to change. You know, we as men got to get back in the homes. Got to start taking care of our families, taking care of our kids, protecting our wives, girlfriends, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, because if we don't, the vicious cycle is just going to continue.
Which it is. I'm sorry, Doc. I don't have no confidence, no faith, nothing. Not at all.
I got faith. I'm holding on to it.
There's a chick right now letting a dude hit bareback that came and forced his own draws. Right now, they gonna bring a child into this world. Well, she gonna bring a child into this world.
He ain't gonna be nowhere to be found.
Right. He gonna be at somebody else's house playing PlayStation 5.
Now, how many birth certificates don't have the fathers on them?
Oh, man. That's probably an embarrassing number.
A lot.
That's probably an embarrassing number, bro.
Why don't they have them on there? Because they took off.
Yeah. Couldn't get them to the hospital. Couldn't get them to the baby shower.
Couldn't get them nowhere.
Couldn't get them back on the phone.
Nah. Once he shot the club up, that was a wrap. Oh, shoot. She finna have a baby? Good luck to you. What? What? Yeah. You just shot the club up. No, that wasn't me.
I ain't got no job. I ain't got no car. I gotta hustle them. I gotta do it off another female back. And this is the motherfucker's day. And like I said, I'm single, Doc. I hear the stories. The girls be telling me how sorry the baby daddy. I'm like, hold on. So you didn't see none of these when y'all started? Like, what did y'all do? Like, that's what that kills me. Like, they don't date. They don't do, like, you just fucking.
And just hop right into a relationship.
Yeah, you know, we're in a relationship.
No, they just have kids.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, you seem different. Oh.
Because I seem different.
I seem different. But then when I hear that type of shit, I'm like, okay, it sounds like you're trying to use me. So, and then let's be real. You know, you want to go on a dinner date and all this other shit, and you're going to tell me to kiss me on my forehead and send me on my way. But this motherfucker ain't got shit that's laying up on your couch. He get to hit raw and have the best time of his life.
He bought you a hot and spicy.
Yeah, he bought you a hot and spicy, and you ready to go crazy. But I didn't spend $200 on that. You talking about, I text you tomorrow. Oh, no. And I'm not trying to be like a hoe and nothing like that. I don't want her to be like, yeah, give it to me. But it's just, you know, you don't reward that type of shit. And when I see that type, I'm out. Clocking out. I ain't coming back either. So I clocked out and left my 2-week notice right there at the clock. And that 2-week notice is actually right now. I'm not coming back for 2 weeks. Fuck y'all. This motherfucker bought it hot and spicy and he get the draws. But I take you to Texas Day Brazil and we whining and dining and we at PT's having drinks and you gonna kiss me on my motherfucking cheek and tell me have a good night.
He sound kind of salty right
now. Hey, I am because I'm single, dog. I'm dealing with this shit out here. Like I tell you, with the whip situation, like, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, oh, okay, you liking this because of the, oh, okay, you a user too, huh? I can't do it. And then that's going to make me turn into a super nigga. You want me dog out females? And I'm trying not to. That going to be like the motherfuckers we were talking about earlier. Oh, sorry, motherfucker.
Go shoot the club up. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Yeah. I bought my hot and spices.
Yeah. Good grief.
But, yeah, that's terrible, Dad.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut this one. Very entertaining episode, at least I think it is.
Yeah, it's whatever. It shouldn't have pissed me off. I'm mad now. Black community all fucked up. Then they get mad at me. I'm trying to be nice, trying to be a gentleman, but they don't want to be. They don't want gentlemen. They want a motherfucker that's grabbing back. Shut up, Will. Grab by their hat and then just throw them to the ground. That's what they want. Trying to be nice, but no. We don't like them nice guys. They finish last. They finish last. Y'all want that motherfucker to play Mike Tyson punch out.
Yeah.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Absolutely nothing, because she been told twice. No, I'm fucking with y'all. But that's the kind of men they like.
Oh, Lord.
That's the kind of men. We both have experience at, you know, going off on a female, and then that turns them on. So that's another weird
thing. Yeah,
That type of shit only supposed to turn you on in role play, not real life.
Not real life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got some new stories.
Let me grab you by your neck.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see. God. What?
Yeah. No, that's supposed for the bedroom, baby. What? Not in Smith's.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness.
Let me get away from you. It's Ukraine.
You're about to have me going to jail. Yeah.
But anyway. Y'all be easy. Enjoy this episode. Share this episode. Promote the podcast, man. We got six listeners on that last episode. Six okay. Of them. Appreciate y'all six people that listen.
Let's try to
appreciate
get to eight. Y'all. Let's get to eight.
Yeah, let's see if we can get two more.
We would have had one more, but I didn't send Jennifer that link.
Nah.
Yeah, I got to start putting the link in the comment section so people can just click on it.
Yeah, because you know they're lazy and don't go to
it. Right, the people are like, oh, bio. God, yeah. If it's not an app form, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Apps rule the world.
So that's what we're going to do with this next episode. I'm actually put the link in to this episode section. In the freaking comment section.
So, yeah.
So therefore, you can just click it.
I think it only will work on Facebook, though. You can't really click... I don't think you click on Instagram. Yeah, you can only click the person profile if they other than
freaking Instagram. You need to catch up.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to make a business Instagram just for the podcast.
And then they can click on it.
You can put that in your profile and then they can click on it. Because you got an option to start another like Instagram, but just call it business and then let you can link it. But you gotta do it from your computer, I believe. A laptop. So
Good to know. I have to do that.
You got my money for the ads?
No, I'm talking about that.
I thought you said a dollar something. Yeah,
I think like 50 or 60 cents.
That's it? Yeah. I can't even remember that. What can you buy with 50 cents?
Can't even get a hot and spice. I don't even think they had 25 cent pieces
of gum anymore. I don't even think so either. What can you buy for 50 cent?
I don't know.
Oh, you can get those, like, those the Reese's butter cups. It's like the car thing, like liquor store. Like, let me get 8 Jolly Ranchers. Yeah, you can get that. You probably don't even have enough for that. You can only get 4 of them. For a fat motherfucker, that'd be just upsetting.
That's a tease.
Yeah. We ain't get to talk about my health. Jesus Christ.
We still got 5 minutes.
Anyways, I have been alcohol free for a whole week. Not drugs, but alcohol. Okay, I'll just keep one. The drugs are still coming in every day. But it's coming in small doses. And it's not cracking it, okay? Or coke. It's the good stuff, the edibles. But yeah, I went to the doctor last week, y'all. And they told my fat ass I was dripping syrup. So I was like, okay, what we got to do? They was like, well, we got to get on this pre-diabetic medicine and get your shit in order. So I was okay.
Wait, don't leave out the high cholesterol.
Yeah, okay. The high cholesterol that can cause a heart attack, you know. Arteries are clogged. Mm-hmm. So with syrup. So I'm on pre-diabetic medicine, cholesterol medicine, and I feel fucking great. Like when I told you that the first time I ate Subway and I felt crazy, I was like, I feel bad. But this is how I was walking around like the last 10 years of my life, feeling bad. Like I'm driving, my head started nodding after I ate that Snickers ice cream bar. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Let me roll my window down. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got my window down, air up. I'm like, I'm gonna snap out of it. And then when I got the car, I'm good. I get back in the car, my head just landing. Like, oh man, I'm fighting my sleep. I'm like, Lord, what's wrong with me? Man, my sugar out of control. My
sugar level just spiked.
Man, this syrup dripping, and I'm over here sick. So I'm like, okay. So anyways, I went to the doctor, got on this medication, like I said. I'm finna see a dietitian. I've been eating pretty good. I've had Diet Coke, Coke Zero. I haven't had any. Sure. I've been drinking the good teas. I've been, I have snuck I did have a slice of pizza today because that's what I gave my mom now. But, I'm trying.
Baby steps.
Yeah, because I never did this. This is the farthest. And I lost 12 pounds. 12 pounds.
Just cutting out the alcohol.
Alcohol and fast food. Are you fucking kidding me? I'd say some money, too. That's how I look at it. Not no fast food, no liquor. You combine that every day. Oh, my Lord.
Save some dollars.
So, I'm going.
Get 12 hot and spicy.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to be like Tyson Beckford with Teddy Beckford, okay? So, next summer, I'm going to be ready, homie. Ready to go.
What you going to get down to? 3 or 260? 280.
I'm just going for 320
What's your goal?
My goal is 280. If I can get to 280, I'll be good. I still want a little size on me. I think I'll feel crazy as fuck if I just got light ass and be like, I think that's my power is in my size, right? You know what I'm saying?
Guys, people's 220 pounds.
Yeah, be that. I start hearing that. Because like right now, I'm big. 6'4", 300 plus. Nobody fuck with me. I get down to 220 or something. They're like, knock his ass out. Hold on, what? Knock his ass out. Like, hold on now. I ain't never heard that before. Y'all finna start battering me.
Usually they turn the other direction.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about my size. They're like, oh, I ain't gonna test this dude. Get down to 220, I'm like, getting
some scuffles every day.
Yeah. Bring your whole ass over here. What? Why are y'all chasing me? So.
I just lost a little weight. That's it.
That's crazy because that's actually in my head. Like, thinking somebody can just push me down because I'm small. I'm like, hold on, man. Stop. Help. Somebody help. Somebody get him off me.
When in actuality, 220 is
still
small.
Yeah, but I'm just like, to me, it's small, though. Like, I'm a super heavyweight. That's a heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, though.
Well, y'all be easy. We're going to wrap it up. Podding on the spot. Episode.
Yep.
So
got it.
Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing and share this thing up and like this thing. We out.
Peace.